The Center for the Inland Bays led installation of 3 artificial oyster reefs in the Little Assawoman and Rehoboth Bays this past summer and fall. They plan to use these pilot reefs to learn how best to install bigger, self-sustaining reefs in the future. The nonprofit has finished a year of monitoring areas around the new pilot reefs. Environmental scientist Andrew McGowan says early signs are promising.
It's definitely far too early to declare anything a success or failure yet. Oyster diseases may still be working their way into the population. Predators and natural mortality has only been occurring for like a few months. But there were some really encouraging signs this past fall. One of the reefs had a huge amount of natural recruitment. It was a really good early sign. And more baby oysters means more adult oysters in future years.
Oysters are keynote species in local coastal ecosystems. They filter some pollutants out of the water, and their reefs provide habitat for other species. McGowan says scientists are still waiting on water quality numbers. The Center for the Inland Bays plans to monitor the reefs for several more years. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.